Westminster has not released the money earmarked to tackle paramilitary activity in Northern Ireland. A total of £10 million was to be set aside this year, half from the Stormont Executive and half from Westminster. Around £4 million of the Executive's allocation has been spent. Claire, what's your understanding of what's gone on here? Why has the money not been released?
Well, our understanding, and again, this just came to light in the October monitoring, is that the London government have said we're not going to stump up our £5 million because we're not happy with the plan that you've put forward. And kind of the backstory is, of course, that, you know, a year ago we were in serious diffs politically. There was the Fresh Start Agreement, and amongst other things, it was going to dismantle paramilitarism. And then in June, this three-person panel report came out, which is very good work, and I think had a lot of good ideas. Then a number of weeks later, in mid-July, the government produced their action plan. And at the time, we said it was inadequate. It was about 20 pages. It was very light on detail. And we didn't think that it set out exactly how they were going to deal with these issues. We're not pretending that 20 years on, dismantling paramilitarism is easy or there's a quick fix. But, you know, we're kind of at a high noon stage here. If we don't, this is just going to be embedded. I'm sure Italy wishes they'd tackled the mafia
but
many decades ago.
Why is Westminster not releasing the money?
Well, because they say that the plan is inadequate. They say they haven't seen the detail, and we haven't seen very much information. I think it's a little bit unusual that Belfast government, the executive here, haven't really challenged that. I'm surprised they haven't come out swinging at, you know, London don't know what they're talking about, but they have basically said that there's inadequate information, and I suppose they are concerned, as we are, that maybe the money would just be spent on baseline stuff that they'd be spending anyway, or maybe they're not happy with the way that they are addressing paramilitarism in the here and now around things like SIF. But whatever, that 5 million that we obviously could be doing with to tackle a major problem isn't coming from London. They have spent, now Belfast has spent most of its half of the 5 million, but London aren't bringing it forward. And we said in mid-July that the plan was inadequate. London and Dublin, again, are progressing. They have announced a few weeks ago, you know, part of their to-do list was this decommissioning panel, and that has been done, but none of the actions that, or few of the actions that were supposed to come from the executive have come through.
So here's what the Stormont Finance Minister, Marshall Mueller, has said. He said, the Secretary of State has advised that the government funding will not be released until the executive agrees a more detailed action plan. The Department of Justice will be progressing this to ensure access to this funding is secured. And then the UK government, we're working with the Northern Ireland Executive on the implementation of their strategy. And the UK government is providing the money to tackle paramilitary activity. Along with the executive, we want to ensure it is used to rid the community of the control exerted by those involved. Look at this line. We look forward to receiving the executive's more detailed plans in this regard. In other words, they're looking forward to it. They're essentially saying it's not detailed enough. It's not up to scratch. Meanwhile, when we contacted the Department of Justice, guess what Claire Sugden, her department, is saying? The executive is focused on getting this important strategy right, and the department is currently working with communities and statutory organisations. Well, you didn't get it right first time round, presumably, because the government, the UK government, is essentially saying it's not detailed enough. And the Department of Justice statement says the following. We have not drawn down this money from the UK government, but it will be available at the appropriate time. Well, if you tried to draw down the money, you wouldn't get it. They haven't released it. What do they mean we've not drawn down this money? It's like walking into a bank and trying to cash a cheque. It would bounce. The UK government have not released it because the plan is not detailed around tackling paramilitaries. It's not detailed enough.
Yeah, that's well, two things. I mean, that's exactly the point, and you discussed extensively the issue around SIF, and we were saying, well, you know, of course there's good things being done with this money, but we want a fair and open process. We want to know, you know, who's involved and what they're going to do, and London are essentially saying the same thing. It's not that often that I or members of my party are on saying that London have it right, but I think they probably have called it right. I would be slightly alarmed if it's all going to be pinned on the Justice Department, because we've heard all this week, you know, that's the reason we don't have monitoring rounds, because the executive are all in one accord, they're all in one voice, it's all shared strategies. So it's notable that, you know, when they're pulled on an issue like this, it's justice has dropped the ball. So I think that would be slightly alarming, because obviously it is going to be something that will happen across the departments. For example, they're doing some preparatory work in the Department of Communities about, you know, community action plans and different groups in to enact different parts of the strategy. So the work is going on, and it's not just going on in justice. We think we need to address this issue. Obviously, we don't want to run in like Brewster's Millions and just spend it as quickly as possible just to get it spent. We want them to get it right, but there hasn't been a timeline, and we think the year since Fresh Start, since they've had the 6 months since they've had the action plan, and the 3.5 months since it's been apparent that the action plan was inadequate. Yeah. We need to know that it's being addressed.
So, the statement from the First and Deputy First Minister on this. By the way, we asked both the DUP and Sinn Féin on about this to tell us what was going on. Neither available. First and Deputy First Minister said the executive is fully committed to enhancing community confidence by ending paramilitary activity and related organised crime. There is no issue, say the First and Deputy First Minister, between the executive and the NIO. Well, yes, there is. The issue is that the UK government are saying that the plan is not detailed enough. How is that not an issue? But the First and Deputy First Minister say there is no issue between the executive and the NIO. We want and need sufficient time to get the plans right. Question from me, why are they not right now? Why has this not been done? And they say to ensure money is put to proper and best use. The funding is secure and it will be drawn down at the appropriate time. The executive's action plan requires all departments to play a role. However, confidence won't be built in departments. It must be built with people in the local community. Ultimately, success will be measured against delivery and the eradication of paramilitarism from society forever. I would point out to the First and Deputy First Minister that there isn't enough detail. That's what the UK government is saying. And why isn't there enough detail? And for every week again, let's bring this back to people in our community in Northern Ireland. This is not some type of abstract discussion between one part of government and another. There are real people at the heart of this. People in communities who are still being intimidated by paramilitaries. On behalf of them, why hasn't the detail been given to the UK government so that this money can be drawn down by now? On behalf of the businesses in Northern Ireland who are having their profits extorted from them, they've got to pay protection money because these gangsters are still allowed to thrive in Northern Ireland. Why is there not enough detail in terms of tackling them? Those are some of the questions around this. Essentially, and if you read some of these statements, they're saying they need more time to put it together. How much time have they had, Claire?
Well, like I say, the three-person panel that kind of, I guess, did the heads of and the top line of the strategy was in June. And then I think it was the 19th of July, the executive produced their report. And at the time, we and some other parties said that it was inadequate, that it lacked some detail. And of course, that was, you're just sniping from the sidelines. And I'm sure your next question to me is going to be, well, what are the details? What is the action plan? Give me a few dozen civil servants like they have, and I'd work you up a fabulous plan. But, I mean, there's some very clear things. Things, you know, like it talks about accelerating shared initiatives, and the action plan is we will think about this. You know, it talks about reviewing prisoner segregation, and it says about appointing someone to head that up, and that hasn't happened. So what we are, it's very that you take an action plan like that has top lines, but you need to scale it up. You need to make it real. You need to put timelines on it. We need to have deadlines. You need to put lead people on it, and you need to put financial allocations and let people know how it's going to how much it's going to cost, and where there is money going out to public and community organisations, you need to set out criteria. And there's some really interesting stuff in the report in June.
Well, you don't do a long term plan around paramilitaries in a few months, do you?
Well, have we had a few months, or have we had 20 years? You know, we've had
You've told me that we've had this three person panel since June.
Yeah, the three-person panel told us what I think you and I and the dogs on the street know, Stephen, that we have an ongoing problem with paramilitarism. And it said some really, I thought it was a really good report. I mean, it talked about the fact that we've had years of short-term fixes, basically, that we haven't taken a long-term approach. And some of the issues around the social investment fund that you covered very thoroughly over the last few weeks are perhaps part of that. I don't have the text in front of me, but the June report from this three-person panel, John Alderdice and John McBurney and Monica McWilliams, said things like people who get public money should be a clear and consistent good example in their communities. And I don't know that that has always been the case in money that has been put forward to tackle paramilitarism.
Here's Thomas in Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
How are you doing, Stephen? I don't know why I'm a wee bit lost here. Why do we need a panel that has said that drug dealers and gangsters and stuff should be arrested? I mean, is this not a bog standard thing that the police should be doing? And to be fair to the police, just on that, over the last week or so, there's been some crack and drug raids done by PSNN, and well done to them for that. But why do we need a panel, and why do we need people to describe reasons why we need to tackle paramilitaries?
Well, they're trying to develop, the executive is trying to develop a robust action plan. These are the words of the Department of Justice.
Well, why do we need an action plan?
A detailed and robust action plan to tackle paramilitarism. Well, you need a plan, don't you?
No, you just tell the police, right, get 200 of your officers, crack down on everybody, and go hard line on paramilitaries and gangsters and drug dealers and people that are murdering people, obviously, with the Republican movement going on at the minute. But that's the thing that needs to be
done. The bottom line is this. The UK government, who hold the purse strings to some of this money, is absolutely publicly telling the Northern Ireland executive, you need a proper plan. You need an actual thought-through, tackled plan as to how you are going to tackle paramilitaries.
Hold on.
And the public message from the UK government to the Northern Ireland executive is, it's not detailed enough, so you're not getting the money. Chris Little from the Alliance Party. Morning to you, Chris. The point is, you're not getting the money yet. If it's detailed in the future, you'll get it. The money's not under threat, but it's not detailed enough yet. You're not getting the money. Go ahead, Chris.
I think it's important for your listeners that we perhaps give them an example of just how inadequate and how lacking in detail the plan is. The panel report makes a really strong, clear recommendation to the executive that it sets ambitious targets and milestones to measurably reduce segregation in education and housing. And the extent of the response from the executive to that recommendation is one sentence saying the executive's committed to existing strategies and will give ongoing consideration to this going forward. Totally, totally inadequate, and I think embarrassing for this executive on such a strong recommendation that would go to the heart of tackling the division that fuels paramilitarism in our society.
What should they have said? What's your plan?
Well, in terms of integrated education, we sit at around 7% provision at the moment. Our party, and me personally, in a number of talks with the executive parties, consistently said, let's set a modest target of, say, 20% integrated education by 2020. Our social housing is almost 90% single identity. What about some targets to reduce that stark reality? It's totally, totally inadequate, I think, to have one sentence on such a serious recommendation from a panel that did serious work in relation to this issue.
Okay. Chris Little, thank you. Claire Hannah, thank you. As I say, no one from the executive, no one from the DUP or indeed Sinn Féin available to talk about this today.